Audrey, and I'm a Loom Ranger.
Hi. So
I have a question about how I can engage with my husband about basically a major career opportunity that would require moving, life change, without it becoming a negative conversation, without us getting into our other marital issues.
It's a career opportunity without, for you or for him?
For him. It's huge. It's a really big deal for him.
Okay. And he wants to discuss it with you?
We have discussed it. I mean, and in fact, if this were a year ago before kind of everything blew up, it would be no question. But because he wants to get divorced and he wants to get separated and he has somebody else that he wants to be with, he feels like it should be him going to go do this and we'll figure out what to do with the kids. And so there are a lot of moving parts, I guess.
Right. And this career opportunity is in another city?
State.
Another state. Okay. So what's your question?
So I'm not sure. I don't want to put pressure on him, but I do want to communicate that for me, so he wants to say, you know, I'll go, you stay with the kids and we'll figure it out. For me, I'm saying, no, I want to keep our family together. You know, if you're going, I'm going with you.
Right.
And anytime we start to have that conversation, it just kind of turns into an argument. So I'm trying to figure out a better way to maybe approach it.
Right. So it's going to so be, I don't know that there's any way that it's going to be a great conversation between the two of you. My first choice would be for you to avoid the conversation altogether. Now, you might not be able to do that. I'll be honest, you probably won't be able to do that. But maybe you can get away with it. And if you can, you should try. But you probably won't, because it sounds like a phenomenal career opportunity. And so why would he let you get away with that, right? I mean, in other words, from his perspective, if he's going to continue to bring it up and he's going to try to navigate through this conversation with you. So anyway, my first choice would be to just avoid the conversation. Let's assume for discussion purposes that you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a difficult conversation, because what I'm going to advise you to, the position I'm going to advise you to take, he's not going to want to hear. And so you're going to have sort of opposing wills here, but, you know, that's just the way it is. My advice would be that it may be a great career opportunity, and if you can agree that, you know, that this, that your family will move together so that he can take advantage of this career opportunity, then maybe that would be something worthwhile doing. So you can try that as a second choice, but I'm under no illusion that he's going to be excited about that. He's having an affair, trying to exit the marriage, and why would he agree to that? That's not consistent with his agenda. But you can try. You can let him know that you're open to that. Sounds like a great opportunity. I want to support you in your career. You know, let's plan as a family to go and help you with that. Otherwise, your position should be that, look, our family is as great a career opportunity as this is, our family is more important, and our family is in crisis right now. And that crisis is affecting each and every one of us, including the children. And this doesn't seem to me that now is the right time to be throwing another wrench into our family. It doesn't seem like now is the right time to be disrupting things even further. I mean, you can kind of throw up your arms and, like, don't we have enough that we're dealing with right now? You know, you're betraying. You know, you're betraying me. You're, you know, threatening divorce. They're trying to figure out how we're going to have to deal with this with the kids. And now you're going to talk about taking a new job and moving out of state? I mean, you know, how much chaos, how much change can one family handle? And, you know, maybe he doesn't care about the family, so put it in the context of the children. I mean, how much chaos, how much change can kids handle? I mean, it's irresponsible as a parent. By the way, I'll just translate this into advice that all of you can appreciate and use, and that is that, you know, this specific advice that I'm giving Marjorie is coming from a principle that I teach always, which is that during marital crisis is not a time for other big changes. It's not a time to be starting a new business. It's not a time to be moving. It's not a time to be, you know, choosing significant elective surgery. I mean, if you're in this program, if you're on this call, you've got a lot of stress in your life, right? You've got a lot on your plate. You've got a lot that you're dealing with. There's stress, there's frustration, there's anger, there's disappointment, there's chaos. You know, you're exhausted. You're emotionally exhausted. So to choose some other major life event, like moving or a new job, while you have this going on, is just not wise. It's just not wise. And I always suggest to couples that they, to people, that they try to avoid that.